Hello and thanks for joining us on the NITV News Podcast. I'm Luana Grant. The Indigenous-led Close the Gap group has released its annual report with the First Nations Alliance calling on federal and state governments to make real change in the lives of Indigenous Australians. The grassroots Close the Gap campaign was the catalyst for the federal and state governments closing the gap process. The group says governments are not doing enough to give Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders the support they need to end inequity.
Launched in Melbourne, the report themes agency, leadership and reform. It identifies four priority areas for change: shared decision-making, strengthening and building the community-controlled sector, transforming government organisations, shared access to data.
It's about governments, you know, relinquishing the power, giving us control to make decisions what affect our lives.
After the failed voice referendum, the report calls on all governments to support a national framework to deliver voice, treaty and truth, and a national independent truth-telling and healing commission. The report also recommends a national cabinet minister for children with responsibility for the human rights of children in Australia, especially those in the youth justice system.
Every year we actually put recommendations within our report. You know, these solutions we know will work. Really, a lot of the recommendations require government investment, government commitment to ensuring the embedding of these recommendations.
As Aboriginal people, we understand the challenges that we face. We often have the solutions, which is that it's led by us.
The report calls on governments to fund at-home aged care for elders who are survivors of the Stolen Generations.
Often their preference is to have community or home-based care arrangements, but because they've experienced significant trauma through their life and being removed from their family, culture, country, community, they may not have the financial resources to make any co-contribution to their aged care needs.
The report also highlighted successful community-controlled organisations that are closing the gap, like the First Nations Eye Health Alliance, where Indigenous professionals are ending eye health inequity.
We know that if we can give them the best sight that they can have, that has transformational changes with them lifelong. I mean, they have increased capability to achieve, and that's a wonderful thing. To be, I guess, who they are destined to be, which is amazing and talented and brilliant. Who knows, the next lawyers and engineers and doctors.
Seeing change thanks to First Nations people. Dan Rennie, NITV News.
A new regional operation by New South Wales Police targeting youth crime has come under fire from the Aboriginal Legal Service. The operation came into effect yesterday, but youth advocates say it will do nothing to solve the problem and will only make the situation worse.
Thank you for being here this morning.
New South Wales Police call it a rapid response unit. 60 police officers dedicated to cracking down on juvenile crime across the state. Operation Soteria will run for 3 months across 9 so-called regional hotspots, targeting young people aged between 11 and 16. The Aboriginal Legal Service says the new task force will disproportionately affect Indigenous children.
Putting more police on the streets to lock up children will not fix a thing on the ground in these locations. These actions will make the problem worse, and they're not solutions.
Police say the task force will focus on aggravated break and enters and motor vehicle thefts involved in post and boast offences on social media.
That's what posting and boasting is all about. A lot of the notoriety and popularity and the likes and whatever is driven through social media. So for me, I have a real problem with the fact that a lot of these violent offences are being filmed.
Carly Warner says increased policing will lead to more children in prison, condemning them to a life of crime.
Imprisoning children compounds disadvantage and trauma and increases crime. And we know Aboriginal children are being sacrificed to the government's failed policy agenda.
We do understand that there are complex underlying social issues that underpin a lot of this offending, and there is an impact in First Nations communities. Look, we've got elders coming to us around Western and Northern New South Wales pleading for the police to help. So it's not as if the police are coming in with a strong arm approach. It's in collaboration and partnership with not only community but other agencies.
Police say the campaign will focus on recidivist ringleaders and the diversion away from the courts of young first-time offenders. Ricky Kirby, NITV News.
A first-time author from a small community in far north Queensland has taken out Australia's richest literary award. Ngalgalwarra woman Wanda Gibson won the prestigious $1,000 top prize at the Victorian Premier's Literary Awards for her children's picture book Three Dresses. The judges describing her story as real-life history, a truth-telling woven with words.
As a young girl in far north Queensland, Auntie Wanda Gibson received three second-hand dresses every Christmas from the Lutheran Church Mission where she grew up.
They were lovely little second-hand clothes, the blue one with the yellow flowers. That was my favourite dress.
Decades later, they have inspired the release of the Ngalgalwarra artist-turned-author's first picture book, which has been celebrated by the prestigious Victoria Premier's Literary Award.
Three Dresses, Wanda Gibson.
Her son accepting the award on her behalf, acknowledging the power of storytelling passed down through generations.
That's how we told story, how we passed on our culture and our history, through stories.
Written and illustrated by Auntie Wanda, Three Dresses tells the story of her life on a mission, painting a vivid picture of culture, community and hardship.
We were satisfied with it. I think that's the key thing to life now, you know, be satisfied with what we got.
And making her the first children's author to take home the top prize.
I'm very proud of myself, and I didn't even know that it went in a competition. When the end came and said the Three Dresses won the major prize, we just all screamed and didn't know what to do.
With her words and her three dresses set to inspire future generations for years to come. Makili Siren, NITV News.
A number of other First Nations authors also took home significant awards. Trawulwey Pakana Palawa man Nathan Maynard won the drama category for his play 37, named for the jumper number immortalised by AFL legend Adam Goods. The play tells the story of the Mangrook cousins who arrive in a small coastal town to help the local footy team win their first flag. Durrumbal and South Sea Islander journalist Amy Maguire took out the award for Indigenous writing with a collection of essays making up Black Witness. And Wiradjuri writer, teacher and academic Janine Leanne won the award for poetry with her collection Guimara Gathering. And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. To keep up with the latest Indigenous news, tune in to NITV News weeknights at 6:30 p.m. And stay tuned right here on NITV Radio for all the latest news updates.